In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is the Thoughtcasters Variety Show. It's with Maddie Boy and Willie V here, and welcome to the shit show, guys.
Today,
how's it going, Maddie?
Not too bad. Willie, how about yourself?
I'm doing all right.
Today we have a special guest. He's a longtime buddy of mine, Caleb, a.k.a. Mr. Story. How's it going, buddy?
Doing all right.
Now, Mr. Story, is that because you're great at telling stories, or is it because you're about as tall as a two-foot story building? Which one is it? I want to get your insight here.
I would hope to say it's good at telling stories.
Okay.
But I'm also tall.
Both words, yeah. A little description of Mr. Story here. He's probably about 6'7". I might be exaggerating a little bit, but he's a very tall man. You don't want to meet this guy in a back alley, I'll say that.
I could be intimidating.
Give you a choke slam into a trash can or something.
Not everybody's a wrestler, buddy. Mm. They might just chop you in the throat. I don't know.
Well, whatever works. Big boot, chop to the throat.
So kick to the groin.
That'll work with anybody.
Yeah,
dude.
That works. Fucking hammer drop to the balls. That's a big one. Fucking a hoof to the groin, you're done.
A hammer punch to the balls, yeah.
Oh, geez. I think any kind of fucking whack in the nuts. It could be a light tap, you're fucking out for a minute.
I don't fight fair.
So you definitely don't want to run into him in a back alley thinking you're going to get out of it.
No. So, guys, it's been quite another week in America. I feel like I keep saying that. I feel like everybody knows this.
Yep.
It has been a hell of a fucking year and 1 month now, almost.
Yeah. Is COVID 2020 ever going to end?
No.
I've seen the memes about people saying my 2021 starts in February because this whole past month's looking a little 2020-ish to me.
Well, one thing we're past, we're finally past the whole election bullshit. We finally have a president. It's done. it's set in stone. He's not making everybody his biggest fan, though, but it's definitely here now. So
everyone's going to have something to complain about.
Oh, yeah. That's politics, though.
I'm not going to be the person that says he's not my president. We dealt with enough of that for the last president. Yeah. I won't say he's not my president. Am I necessarily happy? No, I think there's a million other people that would do a better job. They would do a better job than the last president. We didn't have that option. This is what we have now. I can't say that. No, I can't say he's not my president. I was actually quite pissed off. There's a lot of people that were like, I'm going to fucking Canada. I'm moving out of this. He's not my president. All this shit for 4 years. And,
even the Democrats weren't really enthusiastic about Biden. I think they voted to get rid of Trump.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I mean, essentially, that's what it is down to. Biden does not produce enthusiasm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's just another career politician.
Well, he's been in office for how long now?
50
and it's
years,
not like
damn
he's
near
done that much.
No, but Mr. Story's right here, man. I mean, even Republicans voted for Biden, the never-Trumper Republicans, because you did have Donald Trump almost split the conservative party into two different lanes in a way,
he's brash, man.
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck about what he says.
Well, that's one thing I think.
I mean, he has an iffy moral compass.
He does, but it's... What I liked about Trump is he was transparent. It was, this is what you get. I'm not hiding shit. And take it or leave it. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with everything he said, but
he
was there.
He said
take
it
or leave it. You get what you see,
and nothing more, nothing less.
What you see is what you get, I think, is what you're both trying to say there, saying goes.
He's saying it.
What you see is what you get. If you're looking at Biden, what you see is what you get. Just remember that. What we've seen for 47 years or however long it is that's what we're going to get.
Biden is a career politician, and here's one proof of that, is that he said during the campaign, his biggest campaign running he ran on was he had a COVID relief plan, correct?
Yep.
When this week he comes out and he's like, well, I can't change the trajectory of this.
Yeah, no
so
shit.
So where is the plan? What is the plan to mandate masks on federal buildings?
Did he cancel his promise on getting that extra? Didn't he say that 600 was supposed to be a down payment for the 2000?
So he's going to do the 1400.
Is he actually going
to
do it, or is he made?
Well, first of all, it takes more than just him.
No,
we do have to come to the realization that, however, I think as a president currently, we Democrats hold power in the House. And they are tied in the Senate. The vice president decides. So as long as Democrats vote along party lines, he should have a lot of clout in order to move things along and actually get things done. Our biggest problem with whether you're Republican or Democrat in the last 12 years has been one party just out to get the other and to stop anything from really actually getting fucking done.
That's a good point. It's
like I've said this. We're the same goddamn eagle.
Yeah.
All right. Whether you're right wing or left wing, both sides are kind of fighting against the belly of the bird here. And we're all in the fucking belly of the goddamn bird, whether you like it or not. If you're not a politician, you're in the belly of the bird. You're kind of, you know, it's like parents that don't fucking want to parent the same way.
Right. It's like co-parenting with a crazy ex-wife.
Like, or a crazy ex-husband, you know what I'm saying?
You're right. So,
you know, you have two different, we have two different parties and we're not aligning and we're having that, you know, that problem.
I fucking love that analogy, though.
What?
Fucking co-parenting.
Oh yeah, no, it really is. It's a good one. And I can't even take, I can't take credit for that. Cause I saw it somewhere and I was like, God damn it, you know what? They're fucking right. You know, it's ridiculous. It's fucking, one parent says, well, you can't stay out past 9 o'clock. The other one says, sure, you can go out with your friends all fucking night. We don't give a fuck. Well, it's like, you're a fucking 13-year-old kid. You probably shouldn't be out past fucking 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't fucking, there can't be that fucking. And that's what I feel like right now. We're all a bunch of fucking 14-year-olds. And mommy and daddy are fucking both making different decisions and they can't fucking align. So we're all just screwed.
Yeah.
We can't make our own fucking choices. Sure, we have a little bit of fucking input. We can say, mommy, daddy, hey, can we do this? And they're like, well, let us think about it. And you don't get to control what they're thinking about. You just had the input to say, can we do this? That's like, here's my vote. You do what you want with it.
Of course, Biden as the president, I'm it's not my first choice. Wouldn't be my second or third choice either. But he is the president, and unlike a lot of people during the last presidency, I'm not going to wish for this to fail. I don't think it's going to do much good for a certain type of people in this country. And what I mean by that is
the belly of the bird.
It has nothing to do with some people. Like, well, what do you mean a certain type of people? What I mean by a certain type of people is that what it's always boiled down to is two things, the rich and the poor. And who suffers the most are us right here in the middle. And that goes across whether it's with the middle, whether if you're a middle class person or if you're centered on your politics, those are the two types of people that hurt the worst, right? I think that your middle class is going to really hurt with this administration because it did with the Obama administration. I expect this to be nothing short of what Obama was, unfortunately. So fingers crossed for something good, but I guess we'll see.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Do you remember what it was like before Obama took office?
Oh, George Bush?
Yeah.
I just vaguely didn't affect me as much because I was a lot younger.
Okay. It did. And honestly, I when Obama, this is a quick discussion on Obama, just real quick. When he took office, I wasn't old enough to understand what was going on. And I was, and I said, man, it is just absolutely awful for the next man who has to take over after the Bush did what he did.
I wouldn't defend Bush's administration like, at all.
Oh, okay. What you have to look at is what Obama
had to inherit. Do. Yeah.
He inherited. And what he managed to make of what the economy was.
Right.
You know, when he inherited, it really was prosperous. The middle class got fucked when the housing market went to shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like when we went and we suffered that recession, that's when that middle, and Obama had nothing to do with that.
Well, like I guess I would have to pin, like, my blame would come in towards his second term, because that's when I was more, I mean, I did vote for, I think his first term was in 2008. It was LeBron 18 when that happened. So, but the second term is what really affected me in my adult life. You know, as far as taxes go, Obamacare, none of that helped me at all. And in the position I was in,
Obamacare actually fucked me.
Oh, fuck me too.
Well, it fucked people on a lot of their taxes. So listen, they said that if you didn't have Obamacare, but if you had private taxes or whatever, or private insurance or whatever, you wouldn't be fined.
Right.
Right. Well, I had TRICARE. And again, that's a government. I got that through military, and they still fined me.
Are you shitting me?
They still fined me because I didn't have Obamacare.
Oh, my God.
They fined me a couple years for it. And it was like, well, why would you do that? When you wouldn't give me the Obamacare to begin with.
You want
to
know something?
You wouldn't, and it's happened a few times. I was fined because I didn't qualify to receive it because I made too much money.
Mm-hmm. But you really didn't make that much money,
but
right?
But I didn't make enough to qualify to pay for my own fucking insurance. So I got fined. It was literally for fucking poor people. It was to fuck poor people over. It's the same thing that's always happened.
People
thrived on.
We're actually legally
quite the opposite.
To this day, legally, you're not allowed to say Obamacare. I learned this when I went to do my taxes. They have to call it something different.
Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
Yes, they're not allowed to call it Obamacare because that's offensive. But that's exactly what happened. A lot of people got fucked. A lot of people got fined on their taxes because they wouldn't get put on Obamacare because they made too much money, but they couldn't buy their own because that shit costs a lot of money.
Yep.
If you were the first person, because I went through this
can,
when I got Blue Cross.
Could we be asking why? Why was the law written in such a way?
Because, well,
I know the answer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, we have to look at it as like when Obama took office, Obamacare, or as we call it, the carry, was not the exact way Obama would have wanted.
Again, we talked about this earlier.
You know what I'm saying?
We talked about this earlier with the legalization of weed. It came with a whole bunch of other shit that people didn't actually want.
And when you have the Republicans versus the Democrats, and they all have these plans to get anything passed has to be something that they can both agree
on. Right, they got to be a compromise.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So what you end up having, and unfortunately, big business and the medical field and everything has got their our politicians have their hands in their pockets,
and all of
you know what I'm saying.
Voted.
So it's all comes down to
all
the
of those
moment.
Hands voted that people that had jobs but weren't wealthy enough could be fucked.
No, they're looking at first of all, everyone has to have insurance. Now the insurance companies are looking at we can't do that. Everybody all of a sudden starts having like we're going to have to be paying out so much more money, and our overhead's going to drop. Our shareholders can't sit there and take that kind of hit. You know what I'm saying? So these companies just automatically look at the shareholders as the most important people. Well, we can't have this. So this is, they talk to the senators that they got clout over, that they control, and says, don't pass this. This has to be this way. So you have guys that are basically funding the direction that this is going to take, and it won't get passed, you know, if these little bits and pieces aren't added.
Right.
And right. So, their main idea was to get insurance out there.
Exactly.
So essentially what you're saying is, let's get insurance out there to people who can't afford it.
Exactly.
Yep. Except for the other people who can't afford it and also need it.
That's exactly what happened. It hurt me. It hurt everybody.
Did you know?
And when people got so mad at fucking Trump because he didn't reform it, all he did his reform was eliminate the fucking fine for it, so it didn't hurt people even more.
He did though.
It was because when Trump took office, my tax bill was about $1,400 more.
He couldn't get the votes to change it.
But the only thing he could do was repeal the fucking tax bullshit,
which was a big win.
Because guess what? The only goddamn bills that I fucking had, I got $1,400 more that I could fucking put towards paying to it.
Dude, with Obamacare, I didn't have that.
No, you know what the Mitch.
And people are shitting on Trump. They're like, well, you didn't repeal any of that. You didn't change it. He's like, well, I fucking couldn't. I got done what I could get done. And people are like, well, you're a piece of shit because of it.
It didn't matter. Hold on now.
This is where I say, like, I don't want to say he's fucking better than many other presidents, because I don't think he is.
But
he's better than some.
I think he's the best president of our generations.
Of our generation?
Like, if you go from, like,
I do think,
from Bill Clinton to Trump, I think within my lifetime, I do think that Trump is probably better than. I would definitely have to disagree with you there. You disagree with that? That's fine.
My thing there is, they're like, well, he didn't do shit to repeal that. He's a piece of shit. It's like, why aren't you saying Obama was a piece of shit? Because he fined you. This guy got rid of that fine so you could literally do the libertarian approach and not have that goddamn shit if you don't fucking want to. And Obama was like, no, if you don't want to, I'm going to take it from you. With Trump's administration, if you didn't want it, guess what? You didn't want it, and you still got your money back. Now, I can't say that he was the best president. There's other shit that he's done that's different. But for that right there, that Obamacare bullshit, that fucked over a lot of people. Sure, yeah, it helped some people. And it made them be like, hey, yeah, well, why don't you just fucking do this? I don't understand why you don't have insurance. And while I got a job and I'm working 50-some hours a week, working my dick off, and I'm like, well, shit, now I'm going to have to spend $75 a week out of my check to get insurance and still get fucking fined at the end of the goddamn year. All year, didn't get hurt, didn't need to use this. Holy fuck, add that up per week. And then I get fined on top of that. All while, there's this guy that ain't done shit all year. Right? Stubbed his goddamn toe and broke it. He went in there and he fucking got some shit done. When I rolled my ankle in the parking lot after a year and a half working at Fowler's, there was like, well, we can't pay for that shit because it was after hours. You're going to have to go to the clinic and Obamacare's already taking my shit. I'm already paying for the insurance to work, but they're not paying for it because it was after hours.
So
you know what I'm saying? I got fucked over a lot. So did a lot of people, and that's ridiculous. It's stupid.
So I think we can all agree that the ACA wasn't too great.
I love the theory. I love
the idea behind it.
I think we should have universal health care. I do. I absolutely do. Okay. Every other country can manage with it. I don't understand why we can't. We have one of the highest grossing per capita country. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is no reason why this country can't afford it.
Now, well, have you looked into the cons of having the universal healthcare? Have you looked into that at all?
So I'm sure there's a lot of countries that deal with...
People have come from Canada to America to get better healthcare, to get shit taken care of that's not accessible in Canada.
It's not true.
It is true.
There are people that come from Canada that have money that do choose to get medical needs done.
Optional.
It's not because it's better.
It's not, yes. It's not necessarily
better. Optional surgery.
Well, you got to understand. You got to understand.
There are advancements that maybe perhaps we take, but honestly, I don't think everybody that needs fucking healthcare gets it. Dude, if everybody today, that listen. Needs fucking healthcare, and you're going to say, oh, it's better here. When people are fucking losing their life, going bankrupt, not being able
you
to
know
have
the same thing happens over in
you
Canada.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he makes a good point.
There's
though.
Nobody. There's nobody in those countries that are going bankrupt because they needed some life-saving fucking problem.
Listen. I had a friend.
That's fucking bullshit.
I had a friend. Now, I don't know if you ever remember me talking about him, Demir. He died of cancer. Remember, I was trying to get everybody to buy the fuck cancer shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've met the guy.
He's an immigrant. Yeah. They're from Latvia.
Russian,
from Latvia.
Yeah.
They came here. He did fucking literally everything he could to make his own money. Like, literally fucking capitalism at its finest. He came here. He was like, you need something? I fucking make it. Right? So he did. But he didn't fucking have formal health care and shit like that, right? He didn't have any insurance into that. When he got cancer, nobody would help him. There was GoFundMes. There was Facebook bullshits. Everything else. Nobody would help the guy. Mm-hmm. Right? He ended up dying of cancer.
Do you want to know something? If he was in France or if he was in England, he wouldn't even have to be a fucking citizen to get health care.
No, and that's the thing.
Right.
The thing I think
that's
what
awesome.
We, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think we need in America, and of course, this is where
that's awesome.
A lot of my views don't align
but it's like,
with a lot of
again,
conservatives.
Again. I got fined here for just fucking having insurance.
Yeah.
That wasn't the one that they wanted.
But like,
because we don't have enough fucking money to do that. What are they going to do to take, what are they going to do to get that money? That's what I want to ask anyone who wants universal health care in this country. I want to know what your plan is to get that money because it's
you know
not
what
the
I
government's plan.
Do you want to know?
It's not the government's plan.
Dude,
I want to see more regulations on Big Pharma. That's what
I do too.
And Trump
I do
started
too.
That.
Honestly,
yeah.
That would
you know that JP Morgan
with universal
fucking,
healthcare. Because what you would be doing is the government would be negotiating prices on your behalf. And you know, they're not gonna sit there, you know what I'm saying? So they're not gonna be wanting to pay those huge prices. So by getting universal health care, you would be more likely to lower the costs. Because then you have someone negotiating on your behalf.
What we need though is we need a universal health care that works with someone who wants to pay out of pocket for certain types of surgeries too.
Forced to work in the medical field.
You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
Because we already have that option. So it's like, if I want to get, say, LASIK done, insurance doesn't cover it, but I have the money to afford that option, I can do that, right?
There's no reason you can't do that.
I think, like, one thing you don't see with a lot of universal healthcare systems is that those people are on a waiting list. Say a hernia. You're on a waiting list for 6 months. You don't have the option to go around, cut in front of the line like you do in the States. So if we can come up with a plan that kind of incorporates both, I think would actually make sense. And if they can get it together, if they can agree on something.
I don't know the mechanics or what it would take.
Well,
something along those lines, nor do I know.
I think we need to get rid
but
of government.
But I completely agree. That sounds great.
We need to get rid of government insurance.
It does on paper. It does.
We need to get rid of government insurance for people. Like, there's so many people that are on government insurance that don't fucking need to be, though. Is the problem.
I'm sorry, say that again?
There's a lot of people on government insurance that don't need to be, though. You know what I'm saying? We can limit this.
Why? Okay, I want to ask you this. Should it not be my God-given right to be healthy?
No, I mean, that's something
you know,
I do agree
you
with.
You know what
that.
I'm saying? I mean, like, why? I think everybody should have the right to be healthy.
Yeah. At least a checkup.
You know
at least
what I'm
a
saying?
Fucking checkup.
I don't think if someone
right.
needs insulin, I
we
don't
do
think they
have
should have to,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
because a lot of it ain't their fault that they have to take it.
No. And these are fucking problems. It should be our God given right.
Who's saying you can't, Caleb? Who's saying that you can't right now? Who's saying you can't? If I got diabetes tomorrow,
they're saying I can't. The price of medical.
All right, so let's put that on us. Let's put that on us. I'm not a diabetic. Say you get diabetes tomorrow. You need insulin. You're on government insurance. My taxes just went up because you know they ain't going to fucking take it from somebody else.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't signify.
That's how it's gonna happen, like though.
No.
Not just me.
I might tag
it's
around.
Gonna be everyone, and it's gonna keep going that way. It's
dude,
that's how
taxes,
it is with everything.
Honestly, dude,
and I'm gonna be quite honest with the way
so
the roads
much
are.
In fucking taxes.
You know what?
I'll tell you this.
That
I pay for taxes
listen,
for the roads. I'm not
if,
gonna fucking
if
expect
I had to pay,
insurance
listen,
for fucking medical to be any better.
If I had to pay a little extra in federal taxes for a health insurance policy and plan that I know 100% I could get, I would be for it. What I was against with the ACA is that I had to pay into something that was going to fine me even more because I
here's
couldn't
something
afford
very
the goddamn
recent
plans.
Here's something
that
very
was my
recent
biggest
Willie
issue.
Here's something very recent in my
I can't
lifetime.
Believe you understand. It
here's
was some bullshit.
Very
I got
recent.
Fined myself.
Yeah.
Here's
right,
something
right.
very recent in my lifetime. I-75. We were all comfortable paying a little bit extra tax and shit for the roads to make sure they're good. What'd they do? Fuck that up and put the wrong asphalt down.
They didn't even.
They had to tear
you're
it
right,
up.
You're right.
They had to redo it. Now imagine. Imagine if Caleb here has fucking free health care and needs a goddamn heart. They put the wrong fucking one in from a different blood type. Then he starts rejecting it.
Oh, shit,
and he fucking dies. What do you do then?
Listen, this is
no,
a
shut
lot
up.
Of what ifs.
No, it's
that
not
is,
a lot of what ifs. Haley, shut up.
Dude.
Shut up. Haley Ferguson, my stepsister died because they gave her the wrong fucking heart. And her body rejected it, and she died at 13 years old. Because she was on government fucking insurance.
Malpractice.
Now, they could not that, fucking... No, it
well,
wasn't.
They're
going to
give you
no,
like the
wasn't.
Off-brand health insurance a lot of times. With
government no shit. And you yeah. want that? You want the right to fucking life and be healthy? What do we got for the roads? You
so,
trust
so,
them with your life?
So do you...
You trust
you
them with your life?
That you were given a bad doctor because of the insurance that you were given? Like, I mean...
Do you feel that way? I don't know exactly what
absolutely.
Happened.
That
do you
was
feel
clearly
that way
a
with
mistake.
My sister?
I okay, this is...
It's clearly a mistake, but then...
Slow down, because you're getting angry and you're letting your emotions
I'm
take...
I'm just saying.
Calm the fuck down for...
Hey,
I got
hey this
you,
is Matt. This is a little fucking firecracker.
Yeah, but this is
so,
Caleb, too.
All I'm saying...
I love it.
This
all
is
I'm
why
saying,
I do love Caleb, because I get heat. We've done this before. I get heated.
All
I'm
saying
good.
Is, like, this good. Particular doctor made a mistake. He didn't make a mistake because of the insurance your sister had. You know what I'm saying?
Malpractice.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is now listen. Now listen. How many hospitals? Look up the ratings for all these hospitals.
All right. Some, yeah.
So you have to go to certain hospitals.
Okay.
Now,
first of all, this is happening in a society that does not have universal health care.
Right.
Okay. So these fucking
yeah, the doctors
happens.
Are actually
and,
paid
and,
to fucking care.
And okay, but
the doctors are paid to care. Now, in
that's
a socialist economy, the doctors are going to be paid
point.
By a certain amount, not
right.
not in a capitalist where they're like, I want to do the best work
so
possible to get
do
paid
you
the most.
Think that these
because I'm going to tell you what, fucking Mercedes-Benz is way more expensive than Ford for a reason.
Okay, but you're
that's the same in medical when you're paid to do better.
A person goes into medical. In that, in say in Europe or somewhere that's got universal health care, thinking, oh, I'm going to do this for the money and not for the patient.
You do have some people who do
no,
it
they're
because
obviously
they genuinely
going
care.
To.
You have that.
If you're in a socialist economy, that's the only way they're going to do it. But you have to understand that all the money for fucking research and everything else also has to come out of taxpayers for that.
Sure.
It's not like they're going to, it's not like fucking.
Well, we still,
doctors are going to be like, I'm going to go to this college now because I need to learn more. I'm going to do this because I need to learn more. I'm going to do this because I need to learn more. You're not going to have as much motivation. Dude, you got to understand, the almighty dollar fucking runs everybody everywhere.
So you think...
Not the common man like us that are getting fucked out of the almighty dollar.
I'm going to tell you right now.
But all these people that are in power,
I think we should all have the right to health care. You can sit there and say... That all the doctors aren't going
to
be
all
as
do.
Good.
We all do have a
you
right
know,
to health care.
We don't.
We all do have a
if
right to health
care. If you do not make money.
Dude, I got a right to firearms if I ever go buy them,
bitches.
He's saying
it's a human right, not, you know, it's a human right that everybody should be healthy and have the opportunity to make sure that they're healthy and get the care that they need.
You shouldn't be going bankrupt because you wanted it to live.
So I think we can all agree that there definitely needs to be a change in healthcare in this country. There's some differences, but I think we can learn from some countries and then kind of build our own structure. So hopefully they come up with something, guys. I guess we'll see. Fingers crossed. But What I wanted to get into now is talking about some of the executive orders and reversals
in the
first week of Donald Trump's policies to Biden in the first week here, in the first 3 days.
So Joe Biden has the long-awaited change people have been talking about?
This is the love and unity that we're getting. no, I'm kidding. The 30 – I'm only going to go over the ones that were reversed because – there's 30 of them, and that'd be a lot to go over. So the first one here is that on January 22nd, and I'm only going to read the summaries of each one, and basically this reverse it restores the collective bargaining power and worker protections for federal workers and lays the foundation for a $15 minimum wage. So we can go ahead and talk about this. What do you guys think about a $15 minimum wage, huh?
I'll tell you what. I like a $15 minimum wage, but I don't think it really matters because what you end up with is everything else will increase in price.
Right.
Thank you.
But right. At the same time,
yeah, it sounds great on paper.
Corporations will always have the overhand, the edge. Unfortunately, that's where the money is.
Well, no matter what, they will always
look to increase their overhead. So wherever that money comes from, if you end up paying someone $15 an hour, they will find that overhead somewhere else, and all that gets passed on to the customer. It's the way it is. However, we have to find where.
Right, and that's
everyone
completely
should,
possible because the customer's at least making $15 an hour, right?
I don't understand how how one could control this situation, but I feel like everyone should have the ability to make a living wage. Like, I feel like, you know, I don't know what the solution is. I don't. But I feel like even if you're working at McDonald's, or something along that lines. Who's to say that's not the best you can do? You know what I'm saying? Like, but they should still be able to meet their needs.
The only things I feel like with McDonald's, and don't get me wrong here, what I'm about to say is going to sound like shit, but I think that should be a high school kid's job.
I think everything that comes maybe out of the your manager, mouth sounds like shit.
Maybe the manager.
I'm pretty sure everything that comes out of his mouth is shit.
You know,
but
maybe the manager. I love you, buddy. Maybe the manager might be over high school, but I just the thing is like, you know, when they talk about skilled trades, you make more when you have more skill, and like, you know, when it comes to fast food,
do you want teenagers, you know, making your food at every fucking fast food restaurant? And I can guarantee it's not teenagers making your. I'll be
there's a lot of them.
When
at
I
least
was a teenager making burgers at fucking McDonald's, I was the last person
you
wanted
didn't give
to
a fuck, did
fucking
you?
Burger. I mean, so okay, so let's just put it that way. From personal fucking experience, yeah, you didn't want me making your burger. I don't want no teenager making my fucking.
Well,
burger.
See, that was the thing.
Were you the guy that made the burger where you were like, I want a cheeseburger with just cheese, and then you literally only put cheese and bun on it? Were you that guy?
No.
Okay. I was the guy that'd be like, drop your food on the floor and be like,
My brother worked at McDonald's for a little bit, right? My brother worked for McDonald's for a little bit. Now, I will say this. This is the thing. There's two opposite ends of the spectrum there. You were the last guy I want making my burger. So every teenager there should definitely not be making $15 an hour at all.
No.
But a lot of them try to apply there first because there's no experience,
right?
You
have to start somewhere.
And that's exactly. But at the same time. You should start somewhere. You should start somewhere.
But where someone starts
start
doesn't mean everyone starts there.
Where
someone starts doesn't mean someone didn't finish in that position.
Well, then
apply
for management there, then.
Not everyone's qualified for management.
Can I interject thing here real quick?
But
what if, though, Matt, listen, what if
– skilled trades versus non-skilled? Come on.
Listen.
Maybe –
I'm not a big fan of the whole $15 minimum wage.
I'm not
either. But listen, What if someone was, what were to be paid $15? I am if we could just
throw money out of our ass.
If somebody was being paid $15 an hour. We're
supposed to be backed by gold, right?
Well, hold on, bud.
Hold on a minute. We're supposed to be backed by gold, right? Where the fuck are we going to get all this money?
Well, listen, though. I'm just playing devil's advocate, by the way. I'm not for the $15 minimum wage, but if someone were to make $15 an hour to flip burgers, do you think that would be an initiative, though, to do better? And maybe they
right.
would. Wouldn't fuck up your orders as much? Well,
it,
maybe
it would. It would only I do. In the sense that you'd get it for a minute.
And then
what he said. McDonald's is a retail
job. McDonald's is a retail job.
Right.
If we say McDonald's, are we talking every retail job within the country? Because you're talking 20% of the population doesn't fucking deserve to. You know, a right. living wage.
Right.
You're talking so many people in retail industry that you're just like, yeah, fuck them.
So do we give it to people that don't want to try for anything better?
You know what? Everyone deserves the right if they're.
But how do we do that? But how do we do that is my thing.
Okay, this is the crazy thing is.
Because we can literally all go back to hunting. Look at what's happening here. Build your own fucking way.
Where is the money fucking going? Okay. Let's look at the difference between the poor and the rich and how it's increasing. There is a middle class that's disappearing. And why? Because the people making the money don't want to fucking give it to us. And they will require you to work as hard as they require you to work for as much as they're happy paying.
Hold on a second. Like, I'm not saying like, because I live in an apartment, but are people like if we could all just like for real, if y'all fucking stop going to the store and find people that already own land and everybody got on board and y'all just started growing your own food and hunting, you could actually do this.
Do you realize that's illegal?
I want
you to understand how difficult that is. It is illegal.
It's a pipe dream.
It is illegal to go off grid.
It is.
You are forced. You are forced to pay your bills.
Yeah.
Do you think it's something as stupid as that? And you think it's just as easy not to go to a grocery store and just get it from your local farmer when your local farmer doesn't produce enough to supply everybody within the community? You're looking at a pipe dream at that point. There has got to be an overhaul.
Here's an idea.
Then you
got
to buy property. And you got to have enough money on hand to purchase property to raise your own. Because I'm going to tell you I'm not doing it in my backyard. And you're sure as shit not doing it in your backyard. So we're
– right.
And we are the majority of the population.
Here's an idea, though.
We are not. We are not the minority. So we're all feeding
it. Here's an idea, though.
It's unfortunate, but it's true.
Here's an idea, though.
Why don't we stop that?
Tax cuts. I'm telling you, tax cuts would do it. Because, listen – If people pay, basically, like you just said, you live in an apartment, right? Your apartment rates keep going up because of property taxes. Imagine if they were frozen.
More taxes.
Or if there was a.
If we gave everybody else base more pay. Shit. Imagine if we.
If there was a base pay in taxes, though, we could afford.
But hold on, though. Imagine if we have this much gold, because we do.
You are right. The middle class does not need to be taxed anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Like my property taxes continue to go
up. But we have a problem with the wealthy not being taxed enough.
Right, and that is true. And also, but the bigger problem is when you look at what the Democrats want. Obviously, they want more taxation for more government involvement and basic services like healthcare, education, all that. So our taxes get raised, right? If we didn't do that, then we wouldn't have to necessarily even raise a minimum wage. If we cut taxes, then people making $12 an hour. Say $10 to $12 an hour could actually have an affordable living wage. If apartments didn't cost $750 for a two bedroom, and maybe 900 square feet,
that's
if you're lucky,
a good price.
Every single thing.
Like you're talking, that's what that's the
price. That's
steal.
A good price right now. It should be like $450 to $550 maybe.
Well, what I'm
but you're right.
Right
that is technically a
price.
Good price right now.
$750 for a two bedroom? Are you?
Yeah.
What dude, I'm paying ooh. Right now. What I'm paying right now
you
is a decent price.
No, I know. I know, and that's point. The fucking problem. That's right. The problem.
And here's what we do is we fucking, we're like, hey, let's just keep giving money to these people that are going to tell us, hey, we need more money so that you can live okay.
Right.
Why are we doing this?
Listen, okay.
I know it's all a pipe dream. We're already gone.
Okay, first of all.
Aside from storming the capitals, we can't really do shit about it.
We do not tax the rich.
And we're pissed about the people that stormed the capitals.
Now, here's my thing with the taxation of the rich. If you tax the rich more, rich people own the corporations, right? They own the big businesses. You tax them more, they're going to cut their wages to their workers more.
But it trickles down.
It does. But the idea is to cut taxes for the rich so the money trickles down so their employees can make more.
Trickle down
doesn't But it work. Doesn't. My next point was that it. How they don't want some do, but not majority.
Trickle down economics.
They pocket the goddamn money and say fuck you to the workers.
It is. You have to change the mentality.
And that's another where like my unpopular conservative views come from there. That's essentially what happens. But your small businesses now, your small businesses though, if you tax break them, they're more likely to help out their employees and give them a better living wage than your bigger corporations.
Everybody decided that Trump was bad and thought that the 47-year politician was the right idea instead of voting in Joe Jorgensen.
Well,
because they're all retarded. But.
It's almost like there needs to be some kind of control over large, big corporations.
A little more regulation.
Absolutely.
But that's where my, like, where I support...
That's a hard point.
Where I support capitalism...
We don't like big business, we support capitalism.
I support capitalism, so it's weird. It is a hard... You're in a...
But you support capitalism to the what end? You know, when the capitalism is actually destroying you.
Right. I mean, there probably is a limit there, right? I don't know what the limit is because I don't.
Well,
because
some of the capitalism isn't letting you capitalize. You know what I'm saying?
And I work for a small business, and all I can think is like, well, my boss can get fucked over a lot of these things that they're trying to do, and he works his ass off, and he takes care of us.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
So I support the small business. So I look at other small businesses. So and during this whole shutdown, I've really tried to support the small businesses because they need it the most. They're not getting the help that they need.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, with your big corporations, you know, going back,
I gotta wait.
The trickle down. You're right. It doesn't necessarily work because,
dude, it never works.
Greed is like human nature.
Can you give me one example?
Right. I mean, it goes back. And when we say small businesses, I mean, you could be a small business and have still 500 employees, right? Like that doesn't make you a big corporation.
Not a corporation, right. Although it is
a big business.
I would say it's not a small business anymore.
But those businesses are still more likely to give you a little more of a hookup than, like, say, someone like Jeff Bezos at Amazon.
Oh,
and I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at people who are rich. I'm not because
I'm not.
It is what it is. That's the hand they were dealt, right?
Yep.
I can't be
mad at they earned it. Especially people like Jeff Bezos. He earned that fucking.
Yeah.
He did.
Elon Musk
earned that money. But that's Elon Musk is someone. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We can definitely go on a tangent with that.
I fucking love Elon.
Yeah, I do too. I love that guy too. Like, because he seems like such a genuine guy.
He does.
Like, I got money, but I'm not a dick. No. You know?
He has a curiosity too about him, dude. I like watching him talk because he can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but onto another one of Biden's executive orders. So he reversed the withdrawal of the United States in the WHO. Now, you know, the WHO were kind of hiding some of China's analytics,
some bullshit
over the coronavirus there. But now Biden wants us. He's putting us back into the WHO. What do you think about that?
It's the World Health Organization.
Right.
Honestly, I think it's better off regardless of whether they were found. I don't know. I don't know exactly the topic that we're talking about or the details of them hiding information. All right. But at the same time, it is the World Health Organization and all countries take part in this.
Right.
And give trade data. Right. Regardless of what it was being held, I feel it's important to be a part of this group that's trying to contain something as deadly as a virus?
Do you think that China, though, should kind of, like, answer to this, though, because it almost kind of, I mean, it in a lot of ways, it was their fault.
Listen, we are not surprised that China would withhold information. They are, I mean, at what lengths? We know that they're not going to tell us everything. Come on now. We're not the best of fucking friends. You know what I'm saying?
we might be now with Biden. I mean, just saying.
Let's just point out that at no point in time was the United States and China, you know, walking hand in hand. All right? They've always been they always hide information. We hide information. Relationships between countries are thin lines to be walked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, should we be surprised they were hiding something? No. Okay. You know, okay.
I'm pissed, but I'm not surprised.
Now, at what length are you going to go and be like, okay, what do you do because they didn't tell us something? You know, when we're not, you know, at what lengths do you go as punishment because they didn't relay all the information? Having a line of communication through the World Health Organization is better than no line of communication.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? What more can we really expect when dealing with China?
They really didn't. They were not fans of Trump. I'll tell you that. They did not like him.
So,
no.
What do you got to say about that, Matt? What do you think about us joining the WHO again?
I don't know. I mean, Kale's right. The shitty thing is it's the lesser of two evils. It's either no communication or communication.
Yeah.
And that has been a problem through a lot of things. I feel like in our country, it's always lesser of two evils. Let's take it.
No, how's the last 4 years have been, hasn't it?
Well, more than the last 4 years, unfortunately, I think. But you know, it's I feel like it's been a long time coming.
Now, now the next one is Biden reversed to join to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. What do you guys think about that? Now, global warming is a big issue, and you're conservative, don't believe it's real, and you're
asking me think about that.
What do you think? Yeah, well, you go first, Mr. Stewart.
I think I am a tree hugger.
Hey, Mick. Hey, if you I'd hug a tree if I'm drunk enough.
I've hugged a few trees climbing up them to shoot a deer.
I think Matt would literally fuck a sap hole if you like.
Hey, whoa. What shape is it in? All right, let's I feel bad about even saying that.
Jesus.
What are you, Burr?
No. Big fan of Burr. I'll never listen to this podcast, though.
Oh, dude, I fucking love that guy. But yeah, no, I do love trees.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I hug them.
I love nature. I do love nature.
I do, yeah. Well, they make good for tree stands and shit, and they provide good tree health.
If you think
structures.
About it, this planet, I mean, is all we have. It has provided for us, and we have taken advantage of what has provided for us.
Like an abusive husband.
And we believe that, you know, the people that don't believe in climate change believe that, you know, we're incapable of changing or altering this magnificent marble, you know, but we are small, and it is small in the grand schemes of things. And we know that we are changing the acidity of the ocean. We know that we are altering things. The atmosphere around the planet, if you're looking from afar, is thin. It is tiny. There is more water, oxygen in the water than there is in our air. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like there's very little atmosphere actually around our planet when you're looking at it from afar. It is not unbelievable that we could alter that atmosphere.
Yeah. I mean, especially with growth of industrial and technology and all that.
Dude, it's not that far-fetched to think that we could cause global warming? It's not. I mean, yeah, okay. So, I was very offended when we left the Paris Agreement to begin with.
Okay.
I feel like we are, as a country, very, we pollute a lot. Yeah, we have regulations and things to try to control it, but we take, we in excess as a country. You know, I mean, every fucking light in the house is almost on. There's TV running. We're not even listening to. We run electricity. We run electricity like it's just fucking ridiculous. Yeah. You know, like we take all this for granted. And we burn the shit. We burn the shit out of some energy. We are.
I do. If you're right. If you think about it, like what, 120 years ago, this is like you'd be candlelight fucking just having a conversation.
Yeah. Right now. No, I agree with you.
So, we don't think about, but we are filthy to this world. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've said this before. I don't know if this is on the podcast or is me or talking about it. Like, even is it China, Korea? I don't remember which country. They're even their bathrooms is like they're fucking like you go to the bathroom and then you wash your hands in the toilet tank that you flush your feces.
The bidets,
right?
You squirt it up your asshole there.
Well, even that too.
That one.
But even the where you use the water that you wash your hands with to flush the toilet. Like, we're one of the only countries, I think, that, like, uses clean water to flush our waste. Like, why? why? I can understand bathing or washing your dishes.
I would not mind cooking, to see regulations to control how we do things in the sense that, like, let's say, for instance, he makes a good example. How difficult would it be to harvest, require residentials that go up to harvest their gray water to say flush the fucking toilet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, like simple things like that, that can help.
They want to get rid of the pipeline, you know, or they did, which I don't necessarily agree with, but
that's the next step.
Right. But they want to get rid of that because it disrupts earth, other shit, you know, whatever reasons they have. You know, we could very just as easily make a pipeline to bring water as a resource, just like irrigation, but across platforms to people like in California. There's places where they like dye their lawns.
Oh yeah,
because it's cheaper than watering their lawns to make a green lawn.
It's ridiculous.
And why are we not going? Why are we not in places that have an abundance like here we are? Great Lakes state.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
And why can we not?
I'm pissed off at Nesta taking my water, let alone fucking sending that shit to California.
Like, I'm just saying,
keep our water.
No, but I mean, like, we disrupts the earth to do. We could fucking just as well fucking take water to places that don't have fucking water to also make the land fucking better. One. You know what I mean? And also give people fucking water. But we want to get rid of the pipeline because it disrupts the fucking earth and everything else. Like,
I mean, well, okay, if a pipeline leaks into our life-giving water, that becomes a fucking problem, dude. And these pipes aren't carrying water. They're carrying fucking oil. You know what I'm saying? And they're it's not like, oh, okay, let's...
I get that there's risk.
I understand. That, you know, these are pretty like sturdy pipelines, but every pipeline eventually breaks leak. You know what I'm saying? That's not like, you know, eventually they get
weathered. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, this is a brand new pipeline. 80 years from now, it's not a brand new pipeline. 100 years from now, it's not a brand new pipeline. You know, these native lands that these
are thinking about
the future. They're not thinking about
it. And that's a good point. You got the future there. We're thinking about the future, but then we also have to try to think about the now because closing down his pipeline.
Hold on. Here's another thing too. Is like well, I can. I'm gonna tell you what. Now hold on. I could drive my car till it's in the fucking pit and leave it out in the field, or I could sell that shit, buy a new one, and the people can dispose of it. So it could the pipeline could leak in 80 years. Let's say 45 years from now, let's just replace that pipeline. Let's shut that shit down, replace it, recycle.
Well, that's what my point was going to be. Like, you got to think you're shutting down jobs while you're shutting down construction, right?
Or even until we actually figure out a viable source, let's just replace
I understand
the old ones.
Your guys' idea of jobs. Okay? And how important it is to have
jobs.
A job.
It's not even just the jobs. It's your driving your car and everything else.
Honestly,
we're not far enough along in electric cars and shit to just fucking, hey, let's fucking hike gas up to this amount.
You have
to
understand.
And make it way harder for the common folk.
I understand it makes it harder, but you have to understand.
Well,
that's
the
only thing that's
going
to encourage the change.
And that's what keep making it.
Well, like, I'm not against, change for the environment.
So it's going to encourage the change. It's going to encourage the change. For who, though?
Everybody. Because eventually,
when the people that can't afford it,
but
I can't afford it. So what I'm trying to do is buy a $2,000 gas-running car versus do the fucking best I can to buy that goddamn Tesla. You know what I mean? Well, to do my part.
Honestly, Teslas have gotten cheaper. But that's
okay,
not,
but none of them's $2,000. All right.
No, none of them.
None of
them's
$2,000, and that's why I have a $1,500 Neon.
No, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're
so
saying.
So for the common folk, they're not going to be able to do their part, is what I'm saying. The only way to influence this is the rich people. That's why none of them give a fuck because they got money.
When
the only rich guy that gives a fuck is Elon Musk, and he's like, "Hey, we got to do this." We have to do this.
There's a lot more people. It just, he
okay,
does have the upper
a
range.
Little bit of people. There's not a lot more people. There's
every
a little bit more
every,
people.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. The only reason you're not seeing a more production of electric cars is because people keep buying gas. Okay?
Because it's what they can afford.
No, you're understanding.
Yes.
No.
There's not enough fueling stations around. So, no, you can't afford to drive your Tesla an hour and a half away
to
drive to 30 minutes away to work.
If they have the infrastructure.
They don't.
To build. No, I'm telling you right now. You give them the reason to build the infrastructure.
They have it right now. They have it right now.
You're buying gas.
Because
they're
we
still
don't
making
have,
money off you.
Because, okay. People, if there was a goddamn fueling, the whole reason ain't buying Teslas is because they can't fucking drive that far away.
I'm gonna tell you.
They can't afford to have the fueling station in their home.
Okay, slow down.
It's just like Apple. I don't buy Apple because I can't afford to buy a headphone jack.
Okay, but you're not.
I can't.
Matt,
do you understand?
What?
Do you understand how economics work?
Yeah, it's cheaper to buy a Neon than it is to buy a broken Tesla or a cheap Tesla.
You're not understanding how economics works. If you continue buying the gas, they continue making the gas.
All right,
they continue
listen.
Producing vehicles that use the gas.
Supply and demand,
supply and demand. So what ends up happening? No, you're not listening.
You should have rode a bike here.
No.
Oh,
you
no,
should
have
ride a
bike
here.
Far,
no, but you listen.
Because I ain't riding a bike to work, and I can't afford to drive a Tesla
to
work.
I'm going Caleb, go ahead and make your point. I'm going to the next subject. Jesus.
All right. All I'm saying, I guess I pretty much made my point.
Mr. Story, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I made my point that it is simple economics. As long as we're buying the gas, and it is not made more difficult for us to achieve the purchase of the gas, once the companies see a need to be met.
I just
okay.
thought about
and,
this.
And
instead of the man, the myth, the legend, he's the man, the story, the legend.
Okay, so on the next one here, Biden wants to basically reverse the 1776 commission that directs agencies to review their actions to ensure racial equality. Now, are you guys familiar with the 1619 project? Yeah. The 1619 project?
Give us a refresher.
Oh, Jesus. Let me see.
Well, here. You know, 16, not everybody listens is going to know it. They're like us.
Basically, it's about racism in America and that we're systematically oppressing people of color, and that they don't have a basic. I mean, I need to do more research on this, but basically, I guess like it's basically saying like the 1619 Project basically saying that America is inherently bad because of our past, our past mistakes. Obviously, I don't think any country's squeaky clean.
No,
you know, no. I mean, we have a fucked up past here, but we've come a long way.
We've just come further than other countries in the sense that we've
how so?
Maybe conquered more. And then we've also have shed a lot of blood.
What have we conquered?
The 1619 Project.
No, I'm saying we've taken a lot of shit. It's a date of the arrival of
Africans on American soil. So the beginning of slavery I'm trying to find a good definition that
we took over a lot of shit. Maybe is what I mean by conquered. You know what I mean?
Okay, so the 1619 Project, named for the date of the first arrival of Africans on American soil, sought to place the consequences of slavery and the contributions of Black Americans at the very center of the national narrative. Viewed from the perspective of those historically denied the rights. Sorry, it cuts off here.
Sorry.
I'm trying to. This damn thing. It would have been nice if they gave me the whole fucking thing up front, right?
Okay. Basically, what it does is it's kind of like acknowledging the plight of the Black man within the United States.
But I think.
And like, its origination.
A lot of people that believe the 1619 Project also believe that America still has the same exact problems that they had back then.
I wouldn't say they're the exact same.
Yeah.
But I would say there's definitely problems that stem.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. There's definitely something
else. Okay. I know things have changed even since I was a child.
Same.
I know that when I was a kid, Black people weren't allowed to own a house in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It was the way it was. And that wasn't that long ago.
No, that wasn't that long ago.
No. But, you know, it dropped the value of the property in the neighborhood. And that was something that was pretty normal.
I think, like, my views on this aspect is a little different. Because I grew up in a predominantly Black environment.
Sure.
Went to high school in a predominantly Black community. So you don't know, I guess as a kid, you don't really notice a lot of the bullshit around it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people of color in my neighborhood, a lot of people of color in my school district, and it was all just normal. So it wasn't like, you know, you're almost in a bubble, I guess, when you're in that one community there. So you don't see the effects, you know.
As a child, I mean, you're pretty much almost always in a bubble.
I didn't see anybody treated differently. Other than the fact that I was a nerdy white kid in a Black school. I mean, other than that, I mean, you had to do what
That's
you had to do.
That's a role reversal.
Yeah, you had to do what you had to do, you know. I mean,
you wouldn't see anything in that situation.
Right. You probably, exactly. So it was almost like I was sheltered in a way.
But there is a reason why there are areas of the country that you don't see Black people. And usually Black people tend to be centered around metropolitan areas.
Yep.
There's a reason that often enough Black communities do not have the money spent in education. You know, there is a reason why Black communities in the past have never been able to thrive. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. We're talking early 1900s. But
that still ain't that. That's
ain't that we're long a
young
ago.
Country in general.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Where there was a rich black community.
That's a hot one, buddy.
You a fan of the hot foods there, bud?
All right. We're eating hot sauce right now, just to let everyone know.
Anybody who's listening to this podcast knows cigars and hot sauce are stable on this thing.
I've had some people say eating during a podcast is a sin, but by golly, we're hungry.
I think needless to say, we don't have a lot to say on this subject particularly. Fact that I think everyone here agrees that everyone should just be fucking...
There are places in poor communities, equal. I'm not going to lie, that get fucked over the hardest.
Well, yeah, but it's a class thing.
I do believe it's more of a class problem than it is a racial issue. And I believe that it used to be a racial issue, and because of that, certain people were put into certain classes because of the tough go from the beginning. I do believe that in this day and age that everyone does have the same opportunity unless you were born fucking poor. You know what I mean? I don't think today that it's a race issue.
I think the Flint schools are very different than Davidson School District.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they probably are.
I'm going to tell you right now, and where it starts is the children.
They're way different. Both of them are way different.
If you
can't
educate your children, you're not going to raise the community out of poverty. And if you want to talk about communities, when majority of these communities that are in poverty are black, it says something about the community. You are literally holding it back by not giving it ample opportunity through the children. Look at Flint, I'm sorry, as an example. They have no problem poisoning Flint's water. The majority of Flint is black. Do you think that if this was, say, a rich town of white folk, that they would have risked going 5 years with
They could have had influence, water? Though. They could have had influence, though, because they're rich.
I wouldn't even say rich, say rich white folk, just rich.
Yeah, rich.
General.
Rich folk could have had
influence. The rich neighborhoods will get
the fact was that after the companies left in Flint, that whole town was fucked.
Let's say not even rich. Let's say it was Clarkston.
Clarkston's pretty.
Yeah, they're pretty well off. You got to understand, I came from North Branch.
Okay,
where Podunk town
we're looking,
dying.
Granted, Flint is not wealthy. But right. Flint is not.
It's a big city.
It's a big city. Yeah. There is although there's more people than revenue, there's still a lot of revenue that rolls through Flint. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
I come from a town where our biggest claim to fame is our fucking the North Branch Bakery and Family Dollar. So,
and I guarantee if your guys' water was poisoned, someone would hear about it.
It probably is in half the places.
I mean, it's.
They're pretty broke down apartments in town.
They should have done fucking more for Flint. It's depressing that they didn't. You know, again, I shit on Snyder, and honestly, actually, he's being blamed. He's actually being prosecuted for it. Fucking rightfully so.
I didn't hear about that.
So, you don't do that in America. This is America. You don't do that to your fucking citizens. You don't let them get poisoned. It's bullshit.
That's
bullshit.
It is. I agree.
Yeah.
But the last few here on his executive orders, Biden's executive orders, basically reversing a lot of things about immigration. So restrictions to enter with a passport on 7 Muslim majority countries. There's also other countries involved with that. But I know you put a. He put a strict ban on Muslim countries to try to counteract terrorism. The Trump administration did. And Biden reversed that. What we got here, bud?
Just fill your gullet.
Undoes the expansion of immigration enforcement in the United States that Trump planned, and halts the construction of the border wall. So those are the three things that Biden executively signed an executive order to reverse that Trump did. Executive wall, I never had high hopes for. Anyways, didn't really give a shit about it, I guess.
I never wanted the wall to begin with. It doesn't help.
Not really.
No, wall doesn't do nothing but only a little create bit. Division. You know what I'm saying? It honestly, it's
lots
all it
only
does.
Keep honest people honest. I'm for it in the sense that I would put up a fucking fence around my yard to keep animals out of my yard. That was the one I just gave you, dude. That's why you're eating it again? Sorry, we got a hot sauce break.
I would say the thing is that the only thing that fence would keep out is animals. And the problem with that is there's a lot of migration of naturally endangered animals that migrate across that river.
Like coyotes?
Oh, Jesus. That was a bad joke, but it was funny. Oh, it was hilarious, though.
Even like coyotes. And I'm, again, a tree hugger, and I don't believe in walls.
I've always, you know, like when it comes to immigration, I'm like, United States is a melting pot. And that's a cool thing about the United States. It is a melting pot.
Absolutely.
But I also believe that like, everybody should be here legally. Just do the process. Do your thing. Get in here. Get in. You know, do your thing. You know, that. I mean, I don't really know.
Well, if I
maybe
was coming into somebody
process,
else's territory, I would make myself aware to the people in the land, I guess.
I don't think you mean enough.
I know. That was all I had for the old Dino Nuggies.
You're trying to eat on the podcast.
Dude, I'm 6'7", remember?
6'7", Mr. Story, 6'7", and he hails from parts unknown.
He's 6 million.
Which one's the hot one?
But this finishing move would be the hardcover driver. I don't know.
Hardcover? What the fuck are you? What
story? Book? Hardcover driver? That makes sense. I'm a wrestler. I know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
damn it.
Okay. That's how that works.
So I see, you know, basically what Biden did is, you know, kind of shit on Trump's parade. We'll see how it turns out.
Honestly, I don't
know, man. Me being more of a conservative, I am concerned. I don't think.
Do you think we did, like, flag everybody that traveled from those countries to begin with?
Do I think that they flagged them? Like,
I'm sure everyone was very aware of who was traveling from those countries.
You know, there's a long history there. You know, there's a lot of insecurities. So, on paper and saying it out loud, it sounds bad.
One would begin to wonder if it wasn't. Okay.
We got to do something, though, I think. You know, like, I'm one that
so easy. Don't you think it would happen more often?
Well, that's what
I think
I'm
it's already happened
you.
Too much.
What I'm telling you about the gun laws.
All I'm saying is honestly,
you can flag people as much as you want. All you're going to do is
you
fuck
look
legal
at,
people.
If you look at other countries and how often terrorist acts can take
France
place,
being one of them, that's very hard hit.
That can take a lot. Okay, we are. And when you are America, one of the most hated countries in the world in most of these regions that commit terrorist acts and abroad, I mean, even further. Like, I cannot think of any country that is more hated across the world than any other country. And we don't have near as many terrorist, like, major terrorist attacks. That it's only once in a blue moon.
It is
very much more domestic. One would wonder that it must be pretty fucking difficult to terrorize the United States.
But perhaps, though, we can go back on the gun argument there, too. Perhaps the reason for that is because we are a country that has the Second Amendment, for one. And this goes back as far as World War II and the reason why Japan did not attack the mainland and they kind of cowardly attacked Hawaii. And I love Japanese culture. Trust
sure.
me. But just seeing like there, what was it? It was like a Japanese proverb saying or something like, behind every blade of grass in the state in the United States is a gun. And it's true.
Damn
and the Second Amendment enforced that. And that's probably another reason why, other than the fact that we have one of the largest militaries in the entire world, that no other country has ever tried to actually invade the mainland or try any. I mean, you have the Cuban Missile Crisis, right?
Well.
Right? Which JFK had, was probably the last Democrat.
There was no invasion there at that point.
No, but JFK was the last Democrat to have balls and prevented that. I mean, I know that might step on some toes, but I am a fan of the JFK. I know he has some corruption and some conspiracy theories there.
I don't believe that any president except Obama.
It'd be pretty hard to really commit a terrorist attack against this country unless it was domestic. Remember that.
Oh,
he was kind of boring.
Remember that.
Obama, the Hussein middle name, they thought he was in cahoots with fucking terrorists. I mean, Jesus. I mean, every president has some bullshit.
Okay, his name is not legitimate
president,
excuse. Oh,
Willie, what'd you just say? Every president has some bullshit with him, and it would be very hard have a terrorist attack against this country unless it was domestic. Yeah. Think about that for a second.
Maybe they're plants, man.
The
we
terrorists
don't know.
Attack 9/11.
Maybe that's why Washington, D.C. listens to our podcast.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
All I'm saying
is, I'm not saying that couldn't have been planned.
It'd be very hard. A lot of this shit's been planned, I feel.
I hope not.
Right wing, left wing, belly of the bird.
We're all in
the belly. All I'm saying is, there's a lot of shit on both sides. They've been fucking with us. And like he said, it'd be very hard to pull off a lot of shit unless it was domestic.
Fuck you.
Think about this.
This is not an I'm sorry. This is a country that is extremely hated. And as
it is
fucking extremely.
It's hated, but it's love at the same time because people are dying to get in.
Yeah,
they're dying to get in because it's the land of opportunity.
But you definitely don't like being not a part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right. It's like being excluded from the cool kids club. Like, fuck you then.
Essentially, you know, this fucking country is very fucking hated. And at the same time, though, we all feel very safe.
Oh yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so I don't feel like.
I feel safe from other countries.
Sure, I do.
I don't feel safe from my own people all the time.
So,
you conservatives are crazy.
So, like,
I've had people take shit from me.
Let's take a break from politics.
I've had people treat me lesser than good.
There's one thing I want to talk about. Let's take a break from politics. And let's talk about the great American football.
Football.
The damn foosball.
Soccer?
Soccer?
I said American football.
Oh, American football.
Jesus Christ.
Rugby.
So it.
Foosball?
The most
will you teach me to foosball?
Will you teach me to football? So most people know, you know, we're a podcast based out of Michigan. Where we are, our football team, the Detroit Lions, are less than admirable on most occasions.
Since I was born.
Jesus. And guess what, guys?
Years ago?
Now we're about to lose the greatest quarterback we probably have ever had on this team.
In my lifetime.
Yeah, in our lifetimes at least. And it fucking sucks. Matthew Stafford is in negotiations.
Good.
Signing trading deal here.
Listen, if you
good for him, yeah.
If you got a better way to go about, you know, what wouldn't you take it?
I mean, he's never going to win a Super Bowl with the Lions, right?
No.
They spend a lot of. He's fucking amazing though. He's a great quarterback.
Watch they pick somebody and go.
You know what?
I would almost
say that he is Barry Sanders in a QB position.
Oh, for sure, dude. For sure,
dude.
The man's record
carries the team all by himself.
The man. Oh yeah.
And of course it's not very far. But
listen, Stafford and the franchise, he's nearly passed at least 30,000 yards and has thrown 165 or more touchdowns. than any other lion that has played that position.
Yeah.
I think it's – I with – oh, man.
And he's done it with a defensive end that's
– yeah.
Shit.
Him and Golden Tate used to have a really good vibe back when Golden Tate was with the Lions. And even Marvin Jones, like him and Marvin Jones, him and Golden Tate. This last season, he's kind of the last couple seasons, like Hockenson, he's a rookie. And he's kind of connected with him a bit. You know, obviously, the rookie is a long way to go, but I think I've seen some good plays there. I can't say much about Lions having good plays. It's been hard to say that, but there has been some. But, you know, it is definitely a new we're entering a new era for the Lions. You know, we're going to have a new quarterback. We got a new coach, new defensive coordinator. They got rid of a lot of – they cut the fat. That's excluding Matthew Stafford. I don't think he's fat at all. I think I really enjoy watching Matthew Stafford play, and I wish he could stay with the Lions. But as a fan of Matthew Stafford himself, whatever team he goes to, I probably will end up rooting on that team because I would love to see him win something. At least one Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
In the
world.
He deserves it. He's my fucking age, dude. I think it's great.
He's very deserving.
He's a great player, dude. I really want to see it.
I wish him the best of luck.
Absolutely.
No hard feelings. I don't know what's taking him so long.
Man, it's the Lions. That's what's taking Oh, you mean like the trade? Yeah.
Like he's your guy.
I hope, man. I hope it's in a big payday, I guess. I mean,
yeah, I don't know, man. I think he's going to do better.
As a Lions fan?
I really do.
As a
he's
Lions?
He's going to be better off, I feel.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Who's to blame?
Fuck, the Ford Corporation. The Fords. A lot of people say this, too. I've talked to a lot of fans.
Don't you fucking talk shit about the Ford
Listen,
name.
The Ford.
Don't you even. I will drag my dick across your face if you talk shit
however,
about the Ford name.
I will say this though, and this last season, they seem
I'm
to be
just
wanting
kidding.
To take initiative.
For anyone still listening, right? I'm not going to drag my dick across Willie's face. That'd be weird.
If you drag your dick across
Maybe.
My face, I might.
I'll get the balls too.
I might bite it off.
That's a little gay.
It's not gay. I'm biting it, motherfucker. It's defense.
It's still a little gay.
You might enjoy it. You
it's
fucking
still
twat.
In your mouth.
You could just as easily grab it, but you chose to put it in your mouth.
I mean, he's right. Who wears the tights here, Willie? Who wears the tights here, Willie?
I don't anymore, dude. My back can't handle the rest.
Bullshit! It wasn't long ago.
I got deleted anyway. I think I've actually become a part of cancel culture.
Really?
For my conservative views, yes.
No, really.
I am part of cancel culture.
Oh well, shit.
I can't. I'm not.
Well, probably
I can't
not
say
after
for
this.
Sure.
You're talking about biting dicks. You're probably fucking be thrown right back in.
I will say the left is king of cancel culture.
Oh my god,
that's some bullshit.
They need to stop it.
It's some bullshit, man. That's why I won't be canceled.
I feel like
about
though. I
dick
don't
on
honestly.
Forehead.
I feel like conservatives and Republicans try to compete with the cancel culture.
It don't work.
It does not work. I don't, for some reason, see you guys having the clout. The liberals have.
No, we want to be able to say what we
want.
I think you guys are
minorities.
For speech, though, you know?
No.
In a way, because the left, they'll say they believe in free speech, but only if the speech coincides with theirs. Like, you have
a certain amount
of speech is okay with them.
Yeah. It's
not
like
all of speech.
They think if you come into my house, you can only speak my way. But my house is the world, bitch.
No one's going to stop you from speaking your mind.
But they can ruin your fucking life for it.
They could definitely put a damn.
Yeah.
It's the reason why we don't promote
bullshit.
We don't promote the company we work for on our podcast because of that reason. We say we're painters, but we don't say who we paint for. Because I know, and I've even thought about doing this, Matt, on my Facebook, just not being political because of being tagged and things. I don't want customers to see me. I'm not saying this will happen for sure, but it could. To be like, oh, well, this guy's conservative.
Well,
we're not
pretty much
hire
giving away who
you
work for if you're talking about your Facebook.
And
anyone can look it up.
You're right. And
you're,
I'm thinking about just not
you're fucking up.
However, I am going to use this podcast to speak my fucking mind. Because I think
you know,
I think it's everyone's right to speak it, no matter how wrong or how right it is.
We're just fucking basic.
It's the actions
Americans,
that matter. Speech okay? is nothing
we,
but words.
We are basic Americans speaking okay. what the fuck.
I am curious because there is a you guys are wrong about the cancel culture. However, I don't know. I can't vouch for the cancel culture theories and who all is being brought into the cancel culture as far as just being conservative as a reason enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're conservative and you feel your right is to not say bake a cake for a gay wedding. You know what I'm saying?
That's
okay.
Not freedom of speech.
Shouldn't that be
really?
Your right okay. as a business owner, though?
It is your right as a business owner, but it's also the people's right to say, listen, stay away from them. They don't
it
sell
is.
The gay
you're
people.
Right. You're,
you know
you're
what I'm saying? Like, listen, yeah. listen. Yeah. We don't like their beliefs. It's their right
but
to let people know
so
they
don't
like their beliefs.
What I don't like is that if there's a comedian 10 years ago made a joke called somebody gay and now he's fucking ruins his career. That's some bullshit.
It you know
because
what?
Especially when he didn't say, well, that guy's gay. I don't like his homosexual acts. He said, well, that guy's gay. And he didn't mean it, and that guy
times,
sucks dick.
Times fucking
you know
change,
what I mean?
Dude. Because at
well,
one
and
time,
that comedian and what, might not nowadays say those same jokes, but he still gets canceled. There's a lot of people that have been fucking going
it's,
after.
It's, I'm not
and
saying
unless
that
they're
it's
part
right,
of the,
exactly.
unless they're part of the, hey, fuck you can't say that. They get canceled. You can't say, hey, it was that time. That's what it was. We're different now. You can't do that nowadays, because that's not allowed. Back in the day when slavery was okay and there was people that did a lot of good for this country, but they also owned slaves, their statues are being
okay.
teared down because they own slaves.
Listen, okay, he said something.
People are also still getting
canceled. I want you to
today.
Understand the situation that you just discussed. When he was talking about gay people and making a gay joke, it still offended gay people. You understand he was still willing to sit there and be offensive towards
but
somebody
people make
like
fucking
you know,
red versus blue jokes all day long today, and anyone on the left that makes
you,
a joke
you
is
have
not
to understand gay people have been a marginalized group forever, dude. Gay people have known persecution forever. It was so
oh, you think I don't know that.
I understand
saying.
What you're saying.
So, I'm just saying.
Making fun of a group of people.
I call him gay every day, and I'm not making fun of any one of my gay friends.
You say I'm gayer than
you,
but
have to understand
every fucking time we have a podcast.
But you have to understand, and you're not thinking, because honestly, that is...
And a lot of people that get canceled weren't thinking, oh, I'm making fun of this marginalized group. They were making a joke about somebody else, whom not in a bad way.
But you have to understand... Gay is a bad term for a reason, and we use that as a using the term itself as derogatory, whether we are trying to humiliate gay people or not. You're still using the term in a derogatory manner, and we are used to using it as a derogatory manner because they are an oppressed people.
Right, and
you
we're
understand
not
what I'm saying.
Enough,
so whether we're not
we're
thinking
not
about
smart
it.
Enough as a human race nowadays to understand the difference,
and unfortunately, he is the comedian you're discussing. Is
it's not just a comedian; it's actually like a million people,
and it's
a million people, but a lot of comedians for
points,
sure.
But we're definitely we're at a stopping limit here, guys. So we're gonna have to close her off. Save this conversation though, because
we
it's good,
yes,
and we'll make it work.
Definitely.
So we're gonna sign off now, though. All call right. it good.
Thank you for having me.
No, man. Anytime. Come back.
Y'all take care.